This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, July 20th. God's word for you today is Great Unique Voice. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 to 3. And it says, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." So, when God says, "I will give you a name," the first implication is God will make your name great. Your name will be resounding. When God gives you a name, it means your name becomes amplified. When God gives you a name, it means your name becomes honorable before God and before men like Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9 says, "Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. God made his name, Jabez, great." God did not change his name. Jabez meant pain, but God left it as that, and God still made that name great. God can make a name that does not mean well to be great. He is God. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 says, "The New Century Version, there was a man named Jabez who was respected more than his brothers." God will make your name more respected, so that where your name is spoken of, folks will accord you respect. God will make your name honorable in the name of Jesus. The God of heaven will make your name great in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Secondly, "I will give you a name" means I will make you unique, huge. The truth is, you cannot be usual and be unique at the same time. You cannot be common and be unique. You cannot be average and be unique. You cannot be general and be unique. You cannot be usual and be unique. You have to be unusual to be unique. You have to be unusual. In your businesses, God is going to give you unusual ideas in the name of Jesus. God is going to give you unusual breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. God is going to give you unusual abilities and giftedness in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 12 says, "God gave Paul the power to perform unusual miracles when handkerchiefs or aprons that had merely touched his skin were placed on sick people. They were healed of their diseases, and evil spirits were expelled." For as many as believe and can receive this, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will give you all the power to perform unusual miracles. The hand of God will rest upon you. God will give you power to perform unusual miracles in the name of Jesus. You are going to experience unusual blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to experience unusual liftings in the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to experience unusual acceleration in the mighty name of Jesus. God's power rests upon you heavily in the mighty name of Jesus. Thirdly, "I will give you a name" means you will have a voice. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 1 says, "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in thy salvation." Let us pray. Father, thank you for making my name great. Thank you for making me unique. And thank you for giving me a voice. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.